From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. April housing starts are up across categories. Economist Stuart Hoffman of PNC Financial says even though the level is far below the days of the housing bubble, the increase is still a good sign.
Multifamily or apartments are leading the way, but there still is a positive increase in single family starts and permits.
He's hopeful the trend will continue through the year and into next. Stocks are trading higher today on that news and on news of higher industrial production. The Virginia legislature has defeated a judicial nomination of a man who is gay. And Beverly Amsler from member station WVTF in Roanoke reports this could put Virginia in the middle of national issues regarding gay and lesbian civil rights leading up to the November presidential election.
Chief Deputy Commonwealth's Attorney Tracy Thorne Beglin has served as a prosecutor of the General District Court in Richmond for a dozen years and would have been the first openly gay judge elected in the Commonwealth. Although being approved by the House and Senate Courts Committee, only 33 House of Delegates members approved his confirmation to the bench. 31 delegates, all Republicans, voted against the nomination. Thorne Beglin needed a majority, at least 51 votes, to secure the judgeship. The former Navy pilot's approval seemed assured until last week, when the Family Foundation and Delegate Robert Marshall questioned whether the candidate's sexual orientation would taint his judicial decisions. Thorne Beglin's boss, Commonwealth's Attorney Michael Herring, says the defeat is an embarrassment for Virginia. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
In the Netherlands today, convicted war criminal Charles Taylor addressed the court ahead of his sentencing later this month. Taylor was recently convicted of atrocities carried out in intertwined wars in Sierra Leone and Liberia. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, he's made a plea for leniency in the spirit of what he calls reconciliation.
The former president of Liberia said he had deep sympathies for the victims and their families in Sierra Leone, but he did not apologize or express remorse. Instead, the 64-year-old asked the judges to go lightly.
I am of no threat to society. I say with respect. Reconciliation and healing, not retribution, should be the guiding principles in your Honor's task.
Taylor also lashed out at the prosecution, alleging witnesses were paid to testify against him. Prosecutors are asking for an 80-year sentence following Taylor's conviction on crimes including murder, rape, and conscripting child soldiers. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb General Ratko Mladic has started in The Hague. He's accused of leading the killing of thousands of Muslim men and boys in the 1990s as his forces tried to exterminate non-Serbs in an ethnically partitioned former Yugoslavia. This is NPR News. Fewer credit card users are behind on their monthly payments. NPR's Dave Mattingly says a report also shows that simultaneously banks are issuing more credit cards.
Not only are banks issuing more credit cards to more people, they're giving them to those with lower credit scores. TransUnion says nearly a quarter of new credit cards issued during the first quarter were given to those considered high-risk borrowers. It continues an upward trend by the banks as the economy slowly recovers. Last year, the number of new credit cards issued to consumers jumped more than 20%. The average credit card debt for borrowers in the first 3 months of this year went up to nearly $5,000. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Washington, D.C.'s Catholic Archdiocese says Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius should not have been invited to speak at Georgetown University this coming Friday. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the Archdiocese objects to the HHS mandate that employer health care plans must cover birth control services.
The Archdiocese calls Sebelius the architect of the mandate that requires employers to provide health insurance that includes contraception coverage. The Obama administration has offered a compromise for religious employers, but Archdiocese spokeswoman Bree Hall says the issue with Sebelius speaking at Georgetown is more about religious freedom.
The selection of a featured speaker whose action as a public official present the most direct challenge to religious liberty in recent history.
Georgetown University President Don DeGioia said Sebelius's presence on campus should not be seen as an endorsement of her views. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News.